I'm Bruce Kellerman.
I'm Pippin Ross.
It's Here and Now.
It's Wednesday, time for our weekly look at the world of food. Today, Here and Now chef and cookbook writer Kathy Gunst appeals to banana lovers with an adventurous recipe. And you can get her recipe from our website at here-now.org.
It's happened. It's spring. The earth is warming up. The first greens are appearing in market. The fruit trees are starting to bud. Taste buds are coming alive, and we're starting to get interested in food in a different way. Not necessarily wanting those heavy soups and stews, but wanting really vibrant, fresh food. Now, in New England, it's a little bit too early for local fruit. We can't have berries yet. We can't have peaches yet. But you know what's there? What's always there year-round? The banana. The neglected, lowly banana, waiting in its yellow skin for someone to pay attention to it. And we're going to use bananas today to celebrate spring by making a roasted Caribbean banana chutney full of vibrant flavors like brown sugar, lime, jalapeno peppers, and the best thing, it takes no time at all. The roasted Caribbean banana chutney is quite simple. It's actually a lot like a salsa. The only thing that's cooked is the banana. We're going to sprinkle some butter and brown sugar on it, which will caramelize, throw it in the oven and roast it. When you take it out, you deglaze the pan with just a touch of rum. In the meantime, we're going to be chopping up raw ingredients, red pepper, green pepper, if you can get an orange or a yellow pepper. We're going to add a little bit of jalapeno for an oomph, some scallions, and some fresh mint. The mint and the banana with the peppers is so great. Your whole kitchen just comes alive with these colors and flavors.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four. Four bananas make a bunch and so do many more.
I have here a bunch of bananas. Yes, we have bananas. These are yellow. They're fairly ripe, but not overripe. And I'm just simply going to peel them. Of course, be careful throwing away those banana peels. We're going to chop the four bananas into bite-sized pieces. You just want them about 1 inch thick. You're going to put about a teaspoon of olive oil in the bottom of a baking dish. It could be an oven-proof skillet, a gratin dish, anything that can go in the oven. So we've got our bananas chopped, and we're going to add a small onion, just chopped coarsely. It might seem bizarre, the idea of an onion with banana, but this is all a combination of sweet and savory flavors. And what happens is that the banana becomes really interesting, and it takes on all these other flavors, and it works wonderfully in savory dishes. Which makes me think that, you know, what does a banana taste like? Think about it for a minute. Can you describe what a banana tastes like? It's like, yellow, fruity, baby food. You know, it's really hard to describe what a banana tastes like, but when you roast it, this kind of meatiness and fruitiness is highlighted, and you'll know what a banana tastes like when you caramelize it with brown sugar and butter and roast it. Something magical happens. We're going to throw our chopped onion onto the banana. Just sprinkle it on, it doesn't quite matter. Then we're going to take about a tablespoon of butter cut into small pieces. Throw the butter on top of the onions and the banana. And now 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar. The brown sugar, again, is kind of an exotic taste, and it will caramelize these bananas and make a very sweet glaze for them. So we're going to pop it into the oven and roast it for 8 minutes. While our banana's roasting, we're going to chop up some of the raw ingredients. So I've got green pepper here, red pepper, and a yellow or an orange pepper. The real zip in the chutney comes from yet another pepper, the jalapeno pepper. Now, jalapenos you have to be careful with because the seeds are very spicy and hot, and you have to decide how hot you want this. I like it with a bit of a zing, so I'm going to add a few seeds. If you're going to remove the seeds, you're going to take a sharp knife and you're simply going to core the pepper and remove the seeds by scraping them out with the tip of your knife. you do not want to use your finger. Make sure you use the tip of the knife, because if you get these seeds on your fingers and you rub anything, you are going to be screaming. Okay, next I have 3 scallions, finely chopped. I'm going to throw that in for a bit more green and crunch. Now this all stays raw, which is wonderful because the bananas are going to get soft and they're going to be cooked and warm, and you're going to mix it with these raw ingredients. And now, one of my favorite ingredients, fresh mint. We're going to stir up our peppers and our mint and our scallions. I'm squeezing the juice from 2 limes into the raw ingredients, because the lime and the lemon juice are going to provide the liquid for the chutney, and they wake up these flavors in a most terrific way. A little trick, if you're having trouble getting the juice out of your lime, if they feel kind of hard, which they tend to be around this time of year, roll it before you cut it in half. Just roll it like a baseball along the edge of your counter, and it will soften the juice. Okay, stir that up. Oh, Jamaican rum. This is what we're going to use to deglaze the bananas in the hot pan. And the cook may be tempted to take a sip, but no, she will stay focused.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
All right, let's check those bananas. Okay, the onions look soft, the sugars have caramelized, the bananas, let's throw in our rum. Oh, the smell of the rum with the brown sugar and the bananas, woo!
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot lunch!
This is a far cry from baby food. Now we want to work pretty quickly. We're going to add our rum and hot bananas into the raw vegetables. We want to add the bananas and all the juices from the pan while they're still hot, because they'll soften our raw ingredients. It's not that you want them cooked, but it softens them just a little bit. So what I'm looking at here are bananas that are soft and caramelized with the green pepper, the jalapeno, the green of the scallions, the red pepper, the yellow pepper, and the fresh mint. And I can smell the lime juice mingling and kind of holding the whole thing together. That's how you make roasted Caribbean banana chutney. Let's give it a taste. I'm gonna try it on a taco chip. Hello, Caribbean.
Here and now, chef and cookbook writer Kathy Gunst's recipe for roasted Caribbean banana chutney is available on our website at here-now.org. And we'd like to congratulate Kathy and Here and Now's producer John Marston on recently being nominated for the coveted Food Writing Prize, the James Beard Award.